Tonight's cultural ambassador joins me from South Auckland. Raymond Sanapulutele is a photographer and an artist who works all over South Auckland, and he keeps his eyes open for us here on Nights. And South Auckland has been at the heart of the news cycle since Tuesday night when the new community cases of COVID-19 were announced. But obviously there's a lot of other things going on too, we hope. Talofa, Raymond.
How's it going, Karen?
How are you doing?
I'm good, thank you.
Where am I speaking to you from?
I'm at home in Moradewa.
Okay, and you've been busy, I believe, not just doing your photography work, but you've been going out on a shoot.
Oh, kind of, yeah, a bit of the same thing. I worked on a campaign last week with a marketing company, and that involved me going all over South Auckland to take portraits on behalf of a client of theirs. So I got a good chance to kind of get around and everywhere from Otara through to Mangere, Papatoetoe, and back up to Manurewa Way.
A pretty famous client, I hear.
Oh, I don't know if fame is what they're after, but yeah.
Come on, tell us all.
No, it's just I think the work is going towards promotion for actually County's Manukau Health, who are looking to engage the community in regards to some promotions they're doing coming up or community work that they've got coming up. And one of the ideas they had was if they were going to get the photography done, they'd approach someone from the area, and that happened to be me. So I got a chance to do this on behalf of our community, I guess you could put it. Yeah.
I must be right, way off beam. I thought you were out with doing a music video for Josh 685.
Oh, I did that too.
No,
that was the other one. I did too. So I did that for County Manukau Health, and then Josh 685. I never get the numbers right around the right way, so I did a recce for them. For his label now, who are looking to shoot a music vid. So another group approached me to being a Manurewa boy, to support another one of our younger artists coming up and help them do a recce around the area to see what was around and look at the area he grew up in and what was it helped shape him to become this now internationally known producer.
Amazing, yeah. Well, County's Health Manukau are pretty famous in their own backyard. I guess that they're not as famous as Josh 285. 685, should I say, sorry.
Yeah.
Are they? So how's things going in your bubble?
It's good. It's just my wife and I and our dogs, and we're keeping in touch with our other family. We got used to the process after the last lot of lockdown. So going into our bubbles again wasn't that big an issue, but it was in a way that I guess we weren't expecting it, if that makes any sense. It was like, okay, we're going to go back into the routine. But, at the same time, it's like, damn, this is fast.
Yes, I think that all of Auckland is feeling that way, but particularly South Auckland having the spotlight on it, it must feel a little uncomfortable.
It is. It hasn't helped in regards to some of the coverage that we're seeing on the media. At first, there was a bit of, my experience, was at first it was a bit of a shock that it happened, then the realisation that it had happened in South Auckland, but kind of the framing of it by some of, some of the headlines we were seeing, it wasn't putting it in a way that kind of, I guess it didn't make it very easy to be sympathetic to this family. And for a lot of us, we're realising that, they're under a lot of, pressure. And for our communities, it's more about, that's not something any of us would, want, especially with this sort of thing. Because we'd seen what had happened in Brisbane when there was backlash over people who'd hop the border from New South Wales into Brisbane without declaring. And there was the public backlash on the two, I think they were sisters, was pretty brutal. And then to have this sort of be announced and it centres on South Auckland, which generally doesn't get a lot of positive spin for a lot of the community. I was like, oh, here we go again. But then, you know, it would be natural to kind of go, you know, this family's kind of dropped the ball for all of us. But at the same time, as more of it's coming out, you realise it could have happened to any of us. At this point, we don't know where it's come from. And this family's probably as confused or in a state of panic around it as well. So I guess the South Auckland way is to, like, well, how can we help? How can we ensure that, you know, they understand that, you know, it's not their fault?
Oh, absolutely. Very, very stressful for this family.
Yeah.
And any one of us having the spotlight put on a suburb where we live, you sort of immediately think, gosh, you feel a bit guilty for some reason. I don't know why. Because you shouldn't, about having a virus.
Yeah, things happen. It's more around how do we now work to, I guess, ensure that it doesn't get worse. And I guess that means following a lot of the guidelines put up by the government. But, I mean, I don't know, you're probably aware of it as well, but there's been a lot of different attitudes since the last lockdown. Some opinions that have come out differ to what the government's put out, you know, the conspiracy theories that are floating out. And it's been, social media has been kind of rife with a lot of different opinions on how we should move forward with this, and that's not helping much at all.
Well, the Prime Minister addressed that today. I never thought I would hear a Prime Minister use the words conspiracy theory, but she did.
Yeah. Yeah. So I mean, it's been kind of weird. We're all gearing up for, like most of Auckland, you know, are putting up election signs and hoardings and all sorts of, you know, it feels like, you know, we're going back to what we'd had prior to this, and then all of a sudden this comes in and now everyone's scrambling around again. And out south, I guess we just kind of want to know where to from here.
Yes, and is everyone on high alert or taking it, you know, reasonably well? And also, what about mask wearing? How's that going in your area?
I haven't been, since they announced lockdown, I kind of did what it was last time, and I've planned to switch to hermit mode, which means that I've stayed home. We've got masks, and from what we've seen, people are wearing them in one form or another. But we haven't stocked up yet. Luckily, prior to this, we had gotten into a routine of doing all of our shopping online and ordering, you know, our groceries online, so we kind of maintained that after we came out of level, all the levels from the previous. And it meant that when this rolled through, we'd just finished getting our latest lot of groceries, so we didn't have to go out. So that mad rush that happened on, I think it was it Wednesday, Thursday night?
Tuesday night, yeah.
With like our local countdown on Pack and Save, you know, people were sending pictures of queues all over the place, and now that's switched from shopping to going out and getting tested. So it's been good to hear that they're putting more of the pop-up testing sites around, and a lot of people have been sharing maps to figure out what's closest to them, and people are keeping each other sort of aware of queues and when's the best time to go. So that's been a real positive from the community as well.
And for those, Raymond, who are outside of Auckland or perhaps don't know Auckland that well, South Auckland's not a suburb in itself. It's made up of a lot of different suburbs, as you mentioned when you went on your trip with, you know, for the health board around the suburbs.
Yep.
So what are the suburbs that make up South Auckland? A little geography lesson.
Well, it's weird because it can be anywhere from Tuakau all the way up to Onehunga. But if you... I think the actual sort of border for South Auckland is from Otahuhu down to Papakura, and then Tuakau and Pukekohe kind of thrown in for good measure.
That's a big area.
It's a huge area, and then it's coast to coast as well. So from Manurewa on the Manukau Harbour side, and then you've got the other coast, which is Maraetai and Eastern Beaches, in a way.
Yeah, we heard the information about the border must really be where South Auckland is. You know, the border to, you know, not going out of the city.
Yeah, I think from what I saw on the news, it's just by Bombay, at the foot of Bombay. And so, yeah, they were saying if you're wanting to get past there and not use your car and sneak around, you've got to kind of go for a bit of a bushwalk.
Yes.
Which is probably about right.
Yes, I think some people might have tried to work that one out. Perhaps they've jumped on boats as well. When you were going around with either of these trips that you've been doing recently, before we went into level three, what's some of the changes that you'd seen around the neighbourhood?
For Manurewa, it was, I've mentioned this to Brian in the past, it was the rezoning that's happened where once you had kind of your classic Kiwi, you know, front yard, backyard, fruit trees, garage, house. Now on that one section, there's like three or four sort of like townhouses. And where we used to live in Manurewa, across the road from my parents' old place, is what it looks like a hotel has been built. It's amazing. I mean, I hadn't noticed it the last time I did a bit of a recce around Manurewa, and that was probably about a year and a half ago. So in that time, streets that might have had maybe 30 houses have got close to 100, all on these smaller sections. So it kind of changes the feel of the neighbourhood, whereas in the past, you know, everyone kind of knew who was in what house. In some of these sort of newer areas, there's like a side street within the side street with houses. It's a real change. The other thing I noticed is Manurewa has a lot of laundromats.
Does it? Why do you think that is? A lot of washing going on, obviously.
I guess so. Over winter, you know.
Yes.
Can't hang out the washing, so you head off to the laundromat and borrow one of the industrial dryers.
I love a good laundromat myself.
Yeah, I know. I was just like, wow. Like every sort of like shopping, like where there's your local dairy, there's a laundromat attached to it as well, which seems to be like, you know, the one next to us is 24 hours, so it's getting used at any time of the day or night.
Gee, I like the ones where you can just, well, I know it's a sort of a bit of a waste of money, but you can drop the laundry off and then come and pick it up.
Yeah, I don't know if we have many of those sort of, here's my washing, I'll, you know, let's see if it does what it used to do at my laundromat, and it magically folds itself.
Yeah, that's the kind of laundromat we need, and they don't charge you at all. Gee, well, yeah, there's a lot of laundromats, I guess, right over the country, but it's a good way to make a bit of money, though, I guess, to open a business as a laundromat, as long as you keep your machines up to scratch.
Yeah, and I guess just remind customers not to leave their laundry behind. We've had a few instances where I'm going to say people may have picked up the wrong laundry, but yeah, it stays to watch the spinning and the drying.
You were talking about politics a little while ago, and you guess, as with the rest of the nation, the billboards are all up.
Mm.
Anything unusual happening?
Decorated.
What's that?
We've seen a couple get repurposed, I guess.
Yes.
With additions to the branding. When we were going through Māngere, I did notice that I guess the National Party are making a concentrated effort to try and make inroads with the Pacifica community. They've got a lot of money to spend on hoardings, because for every other party, there were like two or three national billboards up as well. So, you know, good on. but yeah, it's been it'll be an interesting election, depending on when it happens, whether it's in September or if they decide to shift it.
Manurewa, who is your MP in that area?
We've got Louisa Wall, but
she's
retiring, I think. She's stepping down. And there's a new Labour candidate, and I've forgotten her name, who's come into the scene. But I actually haven't done that much research on who else. I've always kind of given Louisa my vote. She's been, you know, fairly consistent. So this year, I'd better go through and see what's happening.
And what about some of the newer political parties? Have they got their hoardings up?
Yeah.
I like the way you say that.
Yeah.
You haven't looked too closely at them.
No. Well, they're there. I'll say that. They're there. But some of the newer parties, I'm a bit, I guess, lefty. So the newer parties coming through don't really kind of cater to my opinions. That's me being polite.
you won't be swayed by the amount of billboards with Judith Collins on them.
Oh no, eyebrows no.
Has Manurewa been a safe Labour seat for a while?
It has. I mean, prior to Louisa, it was George Hawkins, we've always had a Labour presence, but for me, it's been a sort of a split between Labour and the Green Party. This year will be interesting, though, to see how things go.
I got a text here, Raymond. Sorry to interrupt you. There it says the wonderful Arena Williams is the new candidate.
That's the one, Arena Williams. Yep.
Good. Okay.
So I have to do some reading, Karen.
Well, we're all in a bit of a quandary at the moment. We weren't expecting to go into these new levels, and so we've taken our eye off the ball a little bit on elections. Whilst we were just getting ramped up, weren't we?
Yeah, I mean, and the other thing, I'm also lecturing at the as sort of like a part-time job I've got with AET. So we're all kind of trying to figure out what happens. And there, in regards to teaching our students, because now it's like, are we going online or will we not go up a level or we come back down? And if that's the case, we go back to classrooms. And then what's the setup there?
This is all up in the air. And what about yourself? What about yourself from the photography aspect? We don't know what's going to happen after tomorrow, but if things do mean that we have to stay at home a bit more, will you be able to do some work at home?
I probably don't have any choice.
What will you take pictures of?
What did I do last time? I think I was taking photos of the dogs, the backyard, birds, and whatever else kind of I could stir up in my brain. So with my photography, I have the commercial side, then I have my fine arts practice, and that means, well, the last lockdown gave me a chance to kind of have a good think and develop work, which has fortunately for me got me into the Wallace Art Awards. So
congratulations.
The weird thing about that is we have no idea what's going to happen in relation to the exhibitions, because if we go into lockdown again, then all of that kind of gets put on, I'm guessing, gets put on the back foot. In the arts in general, we're now, you know, this is going to, just as we thought we were kind of finding our footing and able to start looking at work and setting up our calendars again, if we go into lockdown, it's another hit we take in relation to any possible income that we might have recovered from the last time it happened. Because with the previous lockdown, you know, that was at the beginning of the year, and for a lot of artists and curators and people in on that side of things, we'd had things planned that would be what we would be, what would be our earnings. So it'll be interesting to see what the government does on that side of things with wage subsidies. And this is only if we go back into a more strict long lockdown. And I guess it depends on how long we go into it for.
Yeah, a lot of uncertainty, isn't there? You know, people, happened in Melbourne was that people that were leaving their homes when they weren't supposed to were just going to work because they needed to. So hopefully that can be covered off, you know, that drop in income for people.
I guess the bigger thing for most of us is just the uncertainty and there's that sort of below the surface fear of you know, what's going to happen. You know, what does this mean in regards to health and well-being? And this is where we kind of rely on guidance from the government and to get direction from people who know what they're doing. So, we're all just sitting and waiting and watching and hoping that this isn't going to be a long-term thing for us.
Well, take care, Raymond, and thanks for joining us tonight.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, no, great to talk to you.
Yeah, good to talk to you too. You too. That's Raymond Sanapulutile, who is a photographer and artist, works in South Auckland, our cultural ambassador from that area this evening.